This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. This week's sound advice is from Cap Radio's longtime jazz director, Gary Vercelli. He took me through some new music that I think you're really going to enjoy. Here's my conversation with Gary.
Got some great new releases for you, including this one from Jimmy Cobb. He's a veteran drummer. He's 90 years old now, but he's still really swinging. Jimmy was on Miles Davis' Kind of Blue album, which was a best-selling jazz album recorded in 1959. And all the members of that band have passed away except for Jimmy. He's still swinging, and he surrounds himself with younger talent. He's got an international trio here. Tadataka Uno from Japan is on piano, and bassist Paolo Benedettini. I should be able to pronounce that name pretty well. They really swing.
We didn't say the title of the song ahead of time, but I wonder how many people recognized it.
Yeah, that's A Man in the Mirror, popularized by Michael Jackson. And it's interesting because Jimmy's, you know, there's a lot of emphasis on jazz education these days, but you can't teach that natural swing feeling. And Jimmy Cobb says either you've got it or you don't. And he says of this young pianist from Japan, Uno, he's got it.
Oh, I love that version. There must just be a programming in the body to be a musician at 90 years old, still being able to go on the road, play the shows every night, like some memory that goes throughout every cell that you have.
I think Cannonball Adderley once said the life of a jazz musician will either keep you going or it'll kill you, one of the two.
Okay, so again, that album is Remembering You?
Yes, Jimmy Cobb.
All right, what's next?
Next up is Mark Winkler, vocalist. He's taking on Bobby Troup's works. Bobby wrote Route 66 and Lemon Twist and Girl Talk, a lot of classics. But this Triskaidekaphobia is one of the lesser-known tunes. It's got some witty lyrics.
Don't want to be suspicious. Don't want to be superstitious. But I got a quirk. 'Cause I go berserk when I hear the number 13. I can't stand it, don't understand it. It makes me wanna scream. So let me tell you what I mean. Triskaidekaphobia.
triskaidekaphobia. I got triskaidekaphobia. And triskaidekaphobia has got me. I open doors for claustrophobia. Oh, oh. And I wear glasses for myopia.
You do?
Mm-hmm. But this triskaidekaphobia won't let me be. 1, 2, 3, they don't bother me. And neither do 4, 5, 6, or 7. But I can't conceal the fear that I feel when I hear the number that's 2 plus 11. Be living in utopia.
Mm-mm-mm.
In a glorious utopia. If triskaidekaphobia set me free. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
What do you think?
I love it. I'm laughing. I'm taken back in time to when the era that the song was written. I think it's great.
Yeah. It's like Bob Dureau. Bobby Troup wrote some very witty lyrics.
Yeah, we might need a little bit more of that in our life. So Mark Winkler woke it up again for us, right?
Yeah, did a good job in a duet there with Dave Tull, who's his drummer.
And the album is I'm With You.
Mm-hmm. All Bobby Troup compositions.
Okay, I'm talking with Cap Radio's jazz host, Gary Vercelli. I think the stack of new releases on his desk must be high, high, and higher this time of year. Fall seems to be the season.
Yeah, there's a lot, and a lot to wade through. Mick Martin and I were talking about that the other day, and he said it's kind of like mining for gold. You know, you go through a lot of stuff, and then all of a sudden, this makes it all worthwhile.
You don't always start on track one, do you?
I jump around a lot. It drives my girlfriend crazy.
All right, what's next?
Sarah Gazarek. Don Heckman, about, I think, 10 years ago in the LA Times, said Sarah may well turn out to be the next important jazz singer. And I think he was right.
See how the bluebird holds the sky. Won't ever pause to wonder why she thrives my above in easy love. Look how the sun beholds the moon. Without a care of fading soon, she shines night and noon. I want that easy love. Too many times a troubled heart let's fear get in the way. So let me say before we start, you take the hard road, I'll take the highway. Hear how the wind sings to the trees. No need to plea on a bended knees. That warm, tender breeze that sings for me. I want that easy love.
Tell me more about her and that music.
Well, she's got a light, fresh, confident voice. And what I liked about the tune was it was co-written by her and the pianist on the date, Larry Goldings, although he's playing organ here. Larry writes some soulful tunes. But I think Sarah's evolving and blossoming, both as a composer. And I just hear kind of a lightness and airiness. I think she's got perfect pitch, although everybody's got perfect pitch now with the electronic manipulation of voices.
Oh, not natural perfect pitch, though, and that's what you meant with her.
Correct.
Yeah. So this album is Thirsty Ghost.
Yeah, and she's taking on a lot of contemporary material, but we picked one of the originals.
All right, Gary, we have time for one more.
Yes, this is Steve Kahn. He is the son of a famous songwriter, Sammy Kahn, who wrote a lot of tunes for Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin. In fact, I talked to Steve one day, and he said it was very common on Sunday brunch to have Sammy Davis Jr. over at the house. And Dean Martin was always waltzing through the living room.
Wow.
So can you imagine growing up like that?
And how wonderful. I can't imagine it, though.
Your father's best friends are stars of that nature or talent of that nature. Anyway, Steve changed the spelling of his name from C-A-H-N to K-H-A-N as kind of a rebellious thing in his younger years toward his father. On this tune here, Non-Issue, he has a penchant for Latin jazz, and this is a cha-cha.
Talking about spellings, we'll say that Non-Issue is spelled N-A-A-N, issue. And that album is Patchwork.
I'm going to a Puerto Rican wedding this weekend, so that should get me warmed up for the salsa dancing.
That's right, the cha-cha. Anything else to say about Steve's work?
Just that he's been out there for a long time now, and he's worked as a sideman, but I love his work as a leader. As a guitarist, he chooses really good material from musicians like Freddie Hubbard and Bobby Hutcherson that originally did the songs on trumpet and vibraphone, and Steve is always able to perform them well on guitar, which I think is a real feat. So he's very versatile.
We talked about the tall stack of CDs, and in the Cap Radio library, the walls are lined with CDs. Have you switched yourself to electronic listening, or are you still putting CDs in and out of machines?
I'm pretty old school. I like that. In fact, when I was looking at new cars, they said the new Mercedes, they don't put CD players in them anymore. And I'm I don't want that one.
All right, Gary. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Have you had that experience too? Well, that was Gary Vercelli with Jazz Sound Advice. You can find details about each of Gary's selections at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Insight's produced by Helen Barrington, Kate Gonzalez, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today is Anthony Van Hook. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Matt Pacini's in the booth with us, too. And our chief content officer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.